Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I am very happy to be with David Koh, Senior Product Marketing Manager at GigPeak. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me.
So this is the first time that I think GigPeak has been on Chip Chat. Why don't you just start with a definition of your company and what you do there?
Sure. GigPeak is a leading innovator in semiconductor ICs and software solutions for high-speed connectivity and high-quality video compression. The video products division of GigPeak was formed a year ago through the acquisition of Magnum Semiconductor.
Okay.
And Magnum Semiconductor has been around for more than 10 years. It started off as a spinoff of Cirrus Logic video division and also acquired the LSI Logic video products division. So we had a lot of video compression expertise over the last decade.
Now, you guys have transitioned from ASIC focus to cross-platform the last couple of years. Tell me about why you made that decision.
Well, 2 years ago, we looked at the market and saw that there was a move to cloud-based and data center-based transcoding, moving away from ASICs. So we did decide to go cross-platform and bring our technology, our core compression technology, to run on the Xeon E5.
Now, obviously, the broadcasting industry is undergoing a major transformation that you just referred to. And that this is going to be an evolutionary process over time. How do you deliver innovative products during this time period so that you can address the more traditional markets as well as new IP-based video transcoding that's being delivered through data centers?
Well, our technology has been pretty agnostic to that. We have several software tracks, so we could address both main screen as well as streaming video with AVR technology. Mm-hmm. So we're able to transition easily from our ASIC-based technology to the Intel platform by virtualizing our core technology blocks.
Very cool. Now, you have developed an HEVC compression algorithm specifically designed for the Xeon E3 processor. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we looked at the market for HEVC, and we saw that with the rapid growth of video streaming, it was putting a tremendous burden on network bandwidth. And one of the ways to address that would be more efficient compression. And with HEVC, it addresses that by providing up to 30 to 50% bandwidth savings. HEVC on its own has its own challenges. It does require higher processing power. And so that increases the price of equipment that could support it as well as operational costs with more space and cooling requirements. So we looked at the Intel E3 as a solution that could solve many of these problems with its lower power consumption as well as lower cost. So we developed our own 10-bit HEVC encoding to run on the E3 and accelerated by the GPU.
How has the response been from customers based on the solution?
They've been very impressed by what we're going to show today at NAB. We have our meeting room where we're showing a live demo of 1080p 10-bit HEVC running on a single E3.
Wow, that's incredible. When you put that into perspective of what this delivers in terms of customer value, you talked about cost, you talked about network bandwidth. What does that mean in terms of what can be deployed today with your compression technology?
Well, traditionally, if you look at the past couple of years, HEVC has been typically done on E5 platform, which is a higher cost, higher power. And with the E3, this really brings down the power and cost formula, and it allows the density to increase per footage.
Tell me a little bit about the types of customers that this solution is targeted at.
The customers are our traditional customers, broadcast system vendors, as well as over-the-top providers.
And when you've talked about this solution at your demo suite at NAB, tell me about the responses that you've been getting from customers.
They've been very, very positive, especially when we showed them that they could achieve such quality on a single E3 when they were used to seeing this kind of quality typically on a higher powered E5 system.
When you look at the evolution of this industry and you see where we're going with even, you know, richer and richer content, higher formats of video, all of the things that are affecting the transition from broadcast to more of an OTT type of implementation, How does GigPeak plan to address these types of transitions with the technology advantages that you have with your compression solutions? How do you plan on continuing to evolve those solutions in the marketplace?
Well, there's new developments in the video distribution, namely the rise of the use of 4K Ultra HD and as well as high dynamic range HDR. So this is really why we decided to go with a GPU accelerated solution for 10-bit, because it does require much, much higher processing power. And this is where we're taking this solution and pushing it out to all the streaming market vendors.
When you look at the very high end of this market, do you see any play for integrating in a integrated Intel FPGA at some point, or is the Xeon E3 sufficient?
When we did the work to virtualize our core blocks to run on the Intel platform, we also all did research to run on FPGA as well. So we could easily take our technology and work with Intel to put it on FPGA.
So tell me a little bit more about where you see GigPeak growing in terms of the next evolution of the company.
So GigPeak was recently acquired by IDT, which is a much larger company than GigPeak. And with the additional resources from IDT, we can see ourselves pushing ourselves much further than we had before in a reach and a product placement.
That's exciting. And obviously a sign of, you know, the importance of this industry and the opportunity for business growth in the industry. I just have one final question for you, David. If folks want to find out more about GigPeak Solutions and they want to talk to you about evaluating or potentially deploying those solutions, where should they go for more information?
Sure. They could go to our website at www.gigpeak.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. I know NAB is really busy time, so thanks for taking the time out.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.